Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on 2 days in the life of Jesus was recorded at our 2010 Summer Family Bible Conference. And now, here's Andrew.
And I, for the next 2 years, I just started going through scriptures on prosperity and meditating on them and thinking about it. And they were all scriptures that I knew. I could quote nearly every one, but that doesn't matter. I had a deficiency over here, and if I had a deficiency, then even though I could quote the word, that didn't mean it was in my heart. It didn't mean I had understanding. I took those scriptures and I began to meditate on those scriptures for 2 years. And if you would have asked me during that period of time, what's happened? Nothing. I couldn't tell you any difference. Our finances hadn't improved. We were still struggling. And then one day I had this man, Dean Melton, who I was seeing prosperity work in his life. I invited him to come to our Bible school and share with our students, because there was prosperity working in him and in the people in his church in a way that I'd never seen it before. I mean, they were doing awesome things. And so I canceled everything. I went and for 2 days sat in my own Bible college and listened to Pastor Dean Melton from Charlotte, North Carolina, teach on prosperity. And I had a yellow pad of paper. I very seldom take notes. Long story about that, but I just don't take notes. But I had a yellow pad and I was going to fill it up. I was going to learn everything he had to say. Did you know, over 2 days, I never wrote a thing down. I never took a note. I never did anything. He never said one thing that I didn't know. He didn't quote one scripture that I hadn't seen. But all of a sudden, he believed it. I didn't believe it. I was timid. I was letting the fear of what people thought about me. And there is such resistance to preachers talking about prosperity that I had allowed that to steal away the word in my life. And I didn't learn anything, but I believed what I'd already been meditating on. And in one day like that, my life changed. And you know, prior to that time, we would go hold a meeting. And at that time, I'd invite Charlie and Jill to come. This is back in the 90s. And I'd invite them to come and a couple of other ministers. We'd hold it in a church, but the airfare and their gifts that I gave them and their hotel things, our budget was always around $10,000 for a week's meeting. And we would take up offerings and I'd get $9,996 and go four in the hole. Or I might get $10 over. It was always right at a break-even point. And it was okay, because over a period of time we'd have people become partners and we'd get more money. And so it was okay. We were making it, but it was just a struggle every time. Did you know, I didn't change one thing. I didn't say anything different. I didn't do anything different. And within a week after that revelation, I went and held a meeting in Phoenix, Arizona, did the exact same thing I always did. Our budget was $10,000 and we started getting $25,000 and $35,000, me not doing a thing. I had changed in my heart. The Word of God had been planted and boom, it produced. And some people think, well, man, that happened quick. Well, it happened over 2 years. Just because you didn't see any growth didn't mean that nothing was happening below the soil. I've been told that there's actually a bamboo plant that in the first 4 years, all it does is produce one stem and one leaf about that tall for 4 years. And then in the fourth year, that bamboo plant grows 18 feet in one growing season, which is only about 6 months. And I actually sat down and figured out, averaged out how much that had to grow per hour. And did you know, it's like an eighth of an inch or something per hour. You could nearly watch it grow. And people look at that and think, man, that is an amazing growth, 18 feet in 6 months. No, it was 18 feet in 4 years. Those roots were an important part of it. Getting that thing to germinate was essential to this growth. And it's the same things. I knew I needed help in the area of finances, and I meditated on scripture, and I may not have seen any results for a couple of years, but I guarantee you, when I heard that spark that ignited this seed I had on the inside of me, that 2 year process was a vital part of this. And you know, I can truthfully say, since the mid 90s, I have not asked God for a penny. And we have to have about $20 million a year to pay our bills. And with this new building, it's going to be around $30 to $40 million on top of that $20 million. And you know what? I never ask God for money. I never pray about it. Because I've planted a seed and it's just producing. I can guarantee you the vast majority of people that have a financial problem are begging God constantly to please supply my need, please move. If your needs aren't being supplied, it's because somewhere there is a seed, a truth, a revelation in God's Word that isn't reality in your life. You aren't cooperating with it and Satan is stopping you somehow. Somebody's sitting right there thinking, ah, well, now you aren't taking into account the recession. You're absolutely right. God said He'd supply my need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And that recession does not cancel that out. And if you are taking the recession into account and saying, well, yeah, Philippians 4:19 doesn't work if we're in a recession, then you've allowed recession to steal the Word out of your heart. And that's the reason you aren't prospering. God's Word will work all of the time, anytime. I was meeting with Leland and Ann today and I was complimenting them and talking about that our people in Uganda. Now get this, Uganda's a third world country. Most of them live in little huts and cardboard things and things that most of you wouldn't want to live in. Did you know when I was there, our Bible college students, 50 something students in the school, 55 students, did you know that they took up an offering for me to help me build my campus over here? They gave me 55 Ugandan students gave me $1,500 to come back here and build our place with. There's not one out of 1,000 people that will believe that another country can help America. Did you know at our we visited a church with Dr. Moses, his church. And did you know that they gave us, wasn't it $1,500? That church took up an offering to help us build our building over here. We left Uganda and it seemed like somebody else gave us some money, didn't they? Who? Oh, the orphanage that we support. We support an orphanage. We're helping them build an orphanage. They gave us an offering. We came back with $1,500. So that was three poverty-stricken places that sowed $1,500 a piece into our thing. Because you know what? The Word of God works in Uganda. We've got 55 students in Uganda that they said you can't charge anything for. But you know what? Leland said, we need to teach these people that the Word will work in Uganda. And you know what? They charge our 55 students $800 a year for their tuition. People say, you can't do that in a third world country. I think every one of them's paid up. Many of them are paying other people's tuition. It's working. Man, Ann is teaching prosperity. I read testimony after testimony of people that were poor before they came and now they're prosperous. They have two and three businesses and God is blessing them. See, if you're thinking, there was a pastor I used to have who said that this prosperity message is only a American gospel. It won't work anywhere else in the world. You know what? He had the Word stolen out of his heart. He's let the lies of other people deceive him. The Word of God will work in any culture. It'll work in any situation. It'll work for any person. That doesn't mean that every person's going to live in the equivalent of a 500,000 American home, but they'll have the nicest grassed hut in the village. They'll have their needs met. It'll work for them.
And I do.
Amen. Do you have the nicest grass hut? I tell you, brothers and sisters, we got to get to a place to where the Word of God settles it. It is absolute and you believe it. And if you have a need, take the Word and plant it in your heart. And it will produce what you need. If you aren't getting the fruit that you desire, it's because you haven't planted a seed or you've allowed the devil to root it up. You've allowed something else to come in and choke it. You give priority to the Word of God and the Word of God will put you over. Without exception. I believe it absolutely. Some people think, well, you're just dreaming. Well, don't wake me up because it's working. Praise God. Amen. I've shared some awesome truths with you. I know that they're real simple, and sometimes because they're so simple, people miss the profoundness of it. But this would change your life. I encourage you to please take this. You need to get the CDs of this meeting. And you need to go through it and let these truths sink down on the inside of you. You need to get some corresponding teaching. You need to go to the Word of God and go to meditating in it. And I promise you, there's not a person in here that the Word won't work for. It's an incorruptible seed. It'll work if you'll work it. But you're going to have to understand it. You're going to have to let it get rooted. You're going to have to give a priority to where nothing else competes with it for the nourishment that you can supply. And you're going to have to be patient. And if you'll do those things, I guarantee you, it'll work for any single person. If what I've said is true, which it is, then every one of you ought to leave here saying, man, I got it. Now I'm going to get in the Word of God and meditate and whatever I need. It's just a matter of time until I get it. That's the right response. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we love you and we are so thankful for these truths. Thank you for sharing with us how the kingdom works. Father, thank you for making it so simple. Thank you, Father, for these parables that reveal how everything in the kingdom of God works. And Father, I pray through the power of the Holy Spirit that you would take these truths and just burn them into people's hearts, that the Word of God would be like fire shut up in their bones. That, Father, people would leave here and they would quit saying that they're powerless and that they just can't understand, that they would understand exactly what the problem is. That, Father, we would be able to remedy it. That we would get in the Word of God and allow the Holy Spirit to direct us to the very things that we need to put us over. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I believe that your Holy Spirit is doing that, and I thank you for transformation. That we are not going to be conformed to this world, but we will be transformed by the renewing of our mind and prove, make manifest to the physical senses the good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God. Father, we just thank you and we give you glory, Father. I believe that there are people here that are getting it, that are understanding. I believe that with joy they're receiving this word and that, Father, it's going to produce 100-fold in their life. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we agree and we receive that. And we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, brothers and sisters, I believe this has been a divine appointment this week. If you've received it, I believe that God has given you the things that you need to be able to succeed and bear fruit. Amen. Isn't that good? Is there anybody here tonight? I know we've had over 100 people.
Andrew's complete life series is available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD. We'll send it to you in exchange for a gift of any amount. A single CD covering today's topic is also available free of charge to those who cannot send a gift. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. Now, you won't be able to call us by telephone today because our helpline is closed due to the holiday. But remember, you can go to our website even on holidays, and you can order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net.